Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of June 2017, and this is the 595th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a really glorious day. I'm on Knocklofty, and the leaves are glistening in the sunlight. It's one of those days that starts quite cold. In fact, I think it was probably the coldest morning we've had yet this winter. Even a tiny bit of frost just before I came into the reserve. And part of me wanted to take you on the walk to do the whole loop today. I wouldn't have required you to do the whole loop, but I wanted to share this beautiful, beautiful day with you. But I also wanted to walk peacefully. I wanted to walk in silence. I guess I could have just given you my footsteps and the birds. They're out again, which they tend not to be on grey days. Anyway, I broke my silence. I was standing, closing my eyes and just enjoying that orange glow behind my eyes that you get from looking sunwards, and enjoying the bird song and the peace. And then there was some kind of thumping, and I thought it might be a wallaby or a kangaroo. Although it's a bit late, it's 10 o'clock now, and they're usually sort of more dawn to sunrise is when you most often see them, or at dusk. And anyway, when I walked around the corner, it certainly wasn't kangaroos, it was two people boxing. And the birds had sort of stopped by then with the thumping. And so I was slightly broken out of my kind of I am at one with nature-ness, although I guess boxing may be a natural thing too, but it just felt so completely out of context. It must be. It's always a nicer place to box out in the open, I guess, in the bush, just as it's nice to walk here. I couldn't resist coming up here this morning. It has been quite sort of grey and uninviting for the last few days, and so just waking up to this glorious... Well, I didn't wake up to the glorious blue because the sun hadn't risen when I woke up, but the sky was completely clear, and so here I am, and I feel quite virtuous, although having written until 9 o'clock last night, I feel that this is a good thing to do for my body and for my mind. And also having written last night, that was another reason I didn't want to walk up here and talk to you, because often having written and involved myself in my writing, I continue in the morning to rummage around in what I've written and allow it a bit of free flow as well. So I've given that a bit of a chance. Before now. There's a rock just ahead of me that looks just like a a dog sitting down. Half expect it to get up, but it isn't a dog. It would have barked by now. I want to capture for myself, really, how good it feels to have done a proper stint of writing yesterday, and to write beyond the stuckness, not to start fidgeting or searching for things on the internet, but to just know that I'm in one place to do one thing, and to just get on with it. It seems such a simple thing, and yet I find it so hard. I'm now in that little off path, which I really, really love, at the bottom of my walk before I get to the, before I reach Poets Road. It's just so rooty and windy. It's beautiful, beautiful little path. Well, I'm on my way home, as I said before, and when I get home, I shall have my breakfast. I shall sit on my stoop for breakfast, and I shall do some qigong. So it's going to be a late morning for starting today. I probably won't start before 11, and then maybe I'll have a couple of hours this morning, and then maybe another hour or two at the cafe this afternoon with my writing. It's Wednesday today, so really I need to start thinking about murmurs. Well, I should start thinking around themes for murmurs today, and then start making some notes tomorrow, and then go the whole hog on Friday and finish it. That would be my idea of a well-accomplished week. I do hope that you're having a nice day today, that if the sun is out, that you can enjoy it. If it's not out, that you can enjoy it vicariously through me. And keep yourself snug if you're in a winter space with little light, or enjoy the coolness if it's been too hot for you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.